Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by the mayor of Riverside, Alan Schneider, to talk about some ongoing projects in the city of Riverside.
So where exactly are you at with the Highway 22 project?
We have shut down that project for the winter with the snowfall a month or so ago. It kind of slowed things down there. So yeah, we've shut that down for the winter. We will pick that up again in spring as soon as the weather allows. The focus on that in the fall was to try to get some of the work outside of the roadway done as much as possible. So we'll finish that up in the spring, and then at that point we'll be ready to overlay Highway 22 throughout the city limits. We're hoping to finish that up in early summer next year.
Where is the city at as far as the Northern Heights development? I know that's been discussed recently.
We will be taking care of the annexation of that property and the zoning in January, and I believe they want to get started on that project also in the spring. So we'll probably see a lot of the initial construction, getting the site ready as soon as the weather allows, and then I'm not really sure what to expect as far as how much they'll get accomplished next year, if we'll start to see some construction before the end of 2019 or... You know, hopefully that'll be the case, but, you know, we may be about a year off or so from that, yeah.
And then also on the agenda is a Home Rule proclamation. For people who aren't too familiar with what Home Rule is, can you kind of break that down?
That was a proclamation that was provided to us by the Iowa League of Cities, I believe. And the proclamation was just celebrating, I think, the 50th anniversary of Home Rule. I think it was, you know, just a reminder to people that we want the decision power to be with the local communities.
Edgar McGuire was recently elected to the city council. What can you tell me about what you think he can bring to the table and how he can benefit the citizens of Riverside?
Yeah, we're excited to have Edgar on the city council. I think his first meeting will be our first meeting in January. Edgar has been looking to get more involved in the community recently. He was a member on our planning and zoning committee. So I think it'll be good to get his perspective. I think it was good for the city to go through the special election process. For anyone who's unfamiliar, we had one of our city council members resign probably early fall, Rob Weber. He'll be missed on the council because I think he was a good voice for the community, but I think Edgar will step right in there. We'll find out. You know, I'm not 100% sure what some of his priorities are coming onto the city council, but that will be some of our first discussions to make sure that we get everybody's priorities in line, and that'll take us through the budget process as we try to plan for next fiscal year, and hopefully we won't see any issues with that transition. I think it'll be pretty seamless.
Well, that covered everything that I wanted to talk about. Is there anything else that we should know about or any other updates?
We have got a lot of things going on here, and we hope to see some major changes, major growth in the area over the next couple of years.
Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by the mayor of Riverside, Alan Schneider, to talk about some ongoing projects in the city of Riverside. And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. Today we're joined by the mayor of Riverside, Alan Schneider, to talk about some of the ongoing projects going on in the city of Riverside. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.